Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my god!
I scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert,
freaking awesome.
That's the loudest I've heard you scream in a very long time.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an interview episode with Lee Conway from Faceless Ventures. Lee is a returning guest on the Scare Track Podcast and we always enjoy talking to him all about Faceless Ventures and what new ventures they have coming up for 2020. Some brand new events coming up this year, working with some people from LA as well. So very, very exciting stuff coming for the immersive theatre company Faceless Ventures. If you've never heard of them before and if you're new to the channel, welcome to the Scare Track Podcast. We've had a big influx of numbers over on our social, so a huge thank you to everyone joining us. And we can't wait for you to join us on the Scare Track journey here in 2020. And it's only going to get busier and busier on the run-up to Halloween. So, without any further ado, let's take you to the interview with Lee Conway from Faceless Ventures.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi guys and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am joined by a friend of the Scare Track Podcast and friend of mine as well, Lee Conway from Faceless Ventures. Lee, welcome back to Scare Track.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be on just to have a natter about the scare attraction industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to say, I haven't counted, but you're probably our most regular guest on the show by now, because you're always up to something. There's always something new happening with Faceless Ventures, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think you just know how much I just like listening to my own voice, I think.
That's what it is. When I edit this, we both make sure we listen to it at least three times before we go to bed.
Yes, of course, yeah.
So obviously, run Faceless Ventures. In case anyone's just joining us now and haven't heard any of our previous episodes, how would you describe Faceless Ventures as a company?
It's an immersive theatre company that predominantly centres around horror. Mm-hmm. I think that's the easiest way to explain it, is that we produce most things. So we produce conventional scare attractions, all the way to more sort of hands-on, touchy-feely alone attractions.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think what we try to do is that we've got no sort of set sort of covenants of how we work, is that we don't just come out at Halloween. We predominantly work mostly through the year. We never have sort of set times, so we don't say, oh, Christmas, Valentine's Day, whatever. We just... once we've got a production ready and we think we're going to do it, then we'll do it. So we try to do one probably once every 2 months. Mm-hmm. And they vary. So it's we like to keep as guests on the toes so they don't know what they expect.
Yeah, definitely. And like you say, there's such a variation with your events, so much so that you have added a sort of like a numbered tier to let, you know, visitors or victims or guests, however you like to call them, kind of know what they're letting themselves in for, haven't you? So you've got zero, which is like very tame. There's going to be very little interaction whatsoever, to five, where it's going to be a quite intense, extreme physical experience.
Yeah, and I think we brought that in probably about probably a year, 18 months ago, and we found that, you know, that probably down to our own sort of marketing, that we were sort of people just thought that we did the more extreme stuff, but we don't, and so we just found that it's just this way that we can sort of, people can get a gauge on what we do. We've just done an immersive theatre piece with a magician about a paranormal investigation, which is predominantly everybody could have gone to it. You know, probably 13 and over, so anybody that had gone to a scare attraction would have liked it. We also do like the theatre piece. We've done Cruelty With You.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Which again, you know, the content's a little bit risque, as in the sort of things that we sort of take into account on the show. But apart from that, again, everybody could go to it. We just find that the rating system just probably puts people's mind at ease just to think that, we're not just going to do the extreme stuff, which probably I were talking to somebody the other day and just say, and bar the crack shows, we've probably not done an extreme event now for about 18 months. So we sort of like trying to get away from doing them. I know I've talked to you about that. The fact is that, you know, I think that it's that sort of stuff is now, you know, it were a fad and it went through it. Everybody sort of seemed to just like get onto it. But, you know,
there's only so much you can do with it, I guess, isn't there?
There is. And it's, I think that I'm not saying that we would never do extreme stuff again. It's just that I think that, you know, that now we just rather do the more theatrical stuff. And that would probably mean that, you know, people will still be touched and manhandled. But then most like multi-park scare attractions, scare events these days have a maze in it where they'll say, the actors may touch you. So there's no real difference.
No, of course.
It's just that, you know, we try to put people in different situations than just walking through a general scare attraction.
Yeah, like to mix it up a little bit, make it that more, that little bit more immersive, I guess. That's the buzzword, really, because it is immersive theatre. And you guys do that, like you say, on many different levels. Other than Cracked, like you say, you haven't done a more extreme event in a while. Speaking of Cracked, we could sort of start there. And I know you got some new stuff to talk about coming up for 2020, which is very exciting as well. But 2020 is the end of Cracked, isn't it?
It is. And I think that one of the reasons is just what we've sort of just said, really, is the fact is that, you know, this will be the fifth event. So it's 5 years old. 5 years ago, it were fresh. It was brand new. There was nothing like it in this country. In fact, there were nothing like it outside America, really. Mm-hmm. And now I think that it's just stood its time. We've still got lots of people that, like, one of the shows sold out. The other one's just got a few tickets left. So it's, you know, it has got a demand to it, but it's just not potentially the stuff that we really want to do that much. So it's that we sort of made a decision last year that the last year's Cracked, we would sort of like lead up to this year being the final one. And we want to take it out on a high. We want to take it out while people still think of it as what it was, which were groundbreaking in numerous levels. I just don't want it to get tired.
And of course, yeah. It can get stale, can't it, I guess?
As a creative team, that's where we're just sort of, you know, that we've got to set things of how we want to do it and what we want to do it and how it'll all work. And we just want to get to a point where we're just not just painting by numbers as such.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So we decided that no, it'll go, and so yes, Blake will have his last hurrah in at Easter.
Easter, yeah, not long away now, I guess.
No,
a few weeks.
All the creatives all sort of run in the players' page. Blake's well on with that, and it's going well. We've got there's a good gang this year. There's lots of new people that sort of wanted to do it just because it was the last one, and like I must do it before it finishes.
It's gone, yeah.
That's really fun. Lots of people that sort of, you know, I think like Danny, who's done all the others. It was so she'll be the only person I think to do every incarnation of it.
Crazy girl, crazy.
I mean, to be honest with you, that we have our sort of our club reliqua meet in Blackpool in at the first weekend in November, and this year we sort of me, James, Sarah, and Rosie, we gave Danny a free ticket for this year. It was just that it was that, you know, she had to have that really because
of course,
you know,
yeah.
We've had lots of people that have followed us and lots of people that have been behind us, but you know, to that first year to travel from Germany,
yeah,
not
doing
anything that, you know, that we had to sort of, that's a different type of person.
Yes, absolutely. Dedicated is the word.
Yeah.
Dedicated or slightly crazy. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
but you got to love her.
Yeah, the amount of trips that she does coming over, not just for our shows, but for other people's shows as well. And it's just amazing that, you know, the dedication to the immersive horror scene is fantastic.
Well, yeah. I mean, she came over for our The Cruelty show we did, and that was only 40 minutes. Like, she came over for a 40-minute show. It's very. If anyone says that they're in the UK and they're like, oh, I would get there, but it's too far. No, lies. She comes from Germany. So, yeah, hats off to Danny, definitely. Bless her.
Yeah, so I think we've got, I'm not 100% sure, I'd have to double check, but I think we've got, I think there's 8 different nationalities this year up to just coming across.
Wow.
We have, there's two or three people flying in from Los Angeles to do it. So it's good pressure on us because
yeah,
a lot of people are spending a lot of money to go through this event. So it's always nerve wracking, this one. But we're looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
Absolutely. And before any of our listeners suggest it, nope, I am not doing it again. You guys, literally, you broke me. You broke me in a good way, in a good way. I have fond memories of it now, but it takes a certain type of person to be able to do those events. But, you know, they come in their masses, as you can say. One of the nights is already sold out, so you must be doing something right.
It's true, and it's, you know, that it's what it's public demand, and it's a very niche product, and we understand that, but it's the, you know, that's the way that we wanted to go with that, and now it's time really to sort of just diverse that little bit more, and it's we have things that we want to do as a company, and it gives us time then to sort of spend that little bit more time on sort of making the next new thing that we do. So, you know, April next year there'll be something new, and what it'll be, I don't even know myself now.
It'll come one night in the middle of the night. You'll wake up and go, "That's it, we're doing that."
As I was listening to Mark on one of the podcasts that he did, and he was saying, like, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and it's like, "I'm going to write them down because I will never forget that. I will never remember that ever again." And so it's like, quickly write it down before you forget it. But
yeah,
it's then, and I have to then get up and then put it in a chat group between the four of us, and they usually get like, "What the fucking hell? What are you on about now?"
That's exactly what you all said when I wrote my first scene of Cruelty. They're like, "What the hell is this guy smoking?" But it worked.
It's very true, yeah.
So you mentioned obviously people coming from all around, you know, all around the UK, Europe, even the world, from America and Los Angeles for Cracked. But you're actually working with other industry leaders from Los Angeles as well. We noticed you released that on your Facebook page very recently. So can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, we're working with a company from Los Angeles called Black Mass. these guys, we've worked with them before. A lot of them were sort of like the create or some part of the creative from Heretic. Mm-hmm. And then they've sort of gone and made their own company up, which is the reviews that are coming through on haunting.net of all their shows. I've listened to a couple of podcasts with the guys that that's been through the shows, and it's really, really sort of good stuff that they're doing. It's right where we want to be with the fact is that it's staying with the horror. It's still quite these physical elements to it, but it's not just, in theory, it's not extreme as in extreme. So it's just perfect. We've not released all the information yet. They're just trying to work out everything logistic wise theirs, but I think the only thing I can say is that as an exclusive is that it's not just going to be one show. It's going to be predominantly numerous shows.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I think I can say, and I'll tell you if you need to cut this out, but one of the shows will be a Black Mass only show, so they will be doing their own show over here. I wanted them to do this because, hey, it sort of helped with logistical money-wise. So I sort of suggested to them that we do a couple of collaboration shows and then we let them do their own show, which means it gives a lot of people over here that like the Black Mass stuff that, you know, that without flying all the way to Los Angeles would never be able to experience it.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. Like you say, it's just giving us a chance to do something that we wouldn't be able to do before.
Yeah, so I think that's the that's how we're trying to look at it. So so yeah, it's very exciting, and I can't wait to be able to sort of release more information. I'm sure once we stop recording, I'll let you know more. But
yeah, that's the only reason why I get you on. Really, it's not the actual interview part; it's the bit afterwards, Lee. when I bend your ear and you tell me stuff, and I hear Sarah in the background saying, "Shut up! Stop telling him things."
It's going to be really exciting. It's something that we've been trying to put together for probably the last year now, since they started to do their own stuff. And so now we sort of like pinpointed them down. They messaged us probably just before Christmas and were like, "We're thinking of coming across. Can you make it work?" And we were like, "Yes, definitely." So we've the flights are booked, so they're definitely coming. Can work it out from there. So it's going to be good. And the shows, I think, are going to be really unique, really different. It's definitely one thing to watch for somebody that just wants to experience something a little bit different and have the opportunity to experience, you know, how this works, you know, with the guys from Los Angeles.
Yeah, definitely. Very excited about that. And when is that coming again? Sorry, when's the date for that?
I'm not telling you.
I'll wait until after the show. but obviously, guys, make sure you're following Faceless Ventures over on their social media, which we'll talk about a little bit later at the end. So as soon as we do find out, you guys will be able to find out as well.
Yes.
And there's something I do know the date for, which is coming up on the 30th of May at the Mexico Business Centre in Doncaster. The Intern. Tell us more about The Intern. I'm guessing, other than Cracked, is that the next event after that?
Yes. So we're doing The Intern, which is, in theory, is just a rehash of the Unwrap that we did last year. So if anybody don't know, that the first weekend in December, we do a show called Unwrapped, where we just put tickets on sale and we just tell everybody it's a 50-minute show, and we don't tell them anything else. We give a rating, so we say it's a 2 rating. Mm-hmm. But we don't give them any sort of theme or anything. So when they just turn up to the Mexborough Business Centre, they don't really know what to expect. It's just worked for the last 2 years. That it's just been real fun. And I think that, you know, people have really liked that's come to go through the show not knowing what they expect. It's only on for one night. We generally do 3 shows in a night. So it's not, no, there's no rumours. There's nobody saying, "Oh, I went last night, you'll really enjoy it, but watch for this." And it's just like that nobody knows what's happening when they go through them, go down them stairs.
Yeah.
And
it's,
so
it's a scary place where lots of things have happened.
Yeah, and it predominantly the over the years we've done different little themes, and so this one we did one we're called The Intern, and it's I'll not spoil it too much because I know that you're coming through it. So, yeah. But in theory, what happens is that you'll turn up as you to work as an intern for us, and there's something seriously gone wrong with the Faceless Ventures group, and you in theory you end up creating the scenes yourself, and you will literally create everything. It will be everything. There's nothing. So if you want to see what goes on to create a scare attraction, it's really quite fun that, you know, you'll sit down and within a short space of time, you'll create your own scene. And
it's basically just flipping the whole idea on its head, really, isn't it?
Yeah. It was just an idea I had. This was definitely one of them that I told Sarah, and she just looked blank me when I explained to her what it was going to be, and she's like, that's just ridiculous. And then when I told Rosie, she just laughed, and she's like, that's just crazy. But when you start to put it together, it just works. And it's, you know, how it's done, and again, I will not spoil it, but how it's done, it's just done in a way where everything just slots in, and it just works perfectly. Well, so much fun. I mean, the review that we got from Polly, I mean, Polly said that it was the best immersive theatre stroke horror event experience that she'd ever had.
And she's done a lot of events.
She's done a lot of different events. So it's like for her to say that, it just blew us away. And we're really looking forward to, we said, like, well, we'll bring it back for one night. So we're looking forward to it. What we've done as well is that we've contacted quite a few like vloggers and bloggers and stuff like that as well, and we're just trying to get them involved and so they can come down and experience something different. So it should be quite fun, I think, just to sort of get lots of different people down there just to try and experience something very unique. And it's, you know, I think there's nobody that will go through that event in May and not say that it's unique. You know, it's something like nobody's ever seen.
Yeah.
But it's just so much fun, and it is a concept that, you know, that we can keep coming back to, because it can be changed, it can be just modified and different other things. So it's definitely something that I think we will keep coming back to, because it is really, really fun. But yeah, I think there's a few tickets left. There's not many. So if anybody wants to just experience something totally non-extreme, I think it's a two, and there's a reason why we have to put it as a two, because unless you've been through it, you'll not know. But it's, you know, there's plenty of reviews out from Unwrapped, and it's totally just an immersive theatre production. It's proper fun.
Perfect. Yeah. So, guys, not many tickets left, so get them now. Facelessventures.co.uk, book for The Intern, and I'll see you there on the 30th of May 2020. Yeah. So two very exciting things coming up for the Faceless Ventures team. You've recently just done an event a few weeks ago as well with Victor Hughes. Once again, is there anybody there? I've done this event before, and it says on your Facebook, I wanted to ask you, that the glorious return of Victor Hughes didn't go exactly to plan yesterday at the Butter Market in Newark. Did were there some ghostly goings on, or
was
what
it,
happened?
I mean, the Butter Market at Newark, which is where the guys from Let's Escape have got their games room, which is called Let's Escape Together. They've also got a piece at the side, which is an old, three old cells. And so what we did is that we sort of take over that little area. You came down to Newark, didn't you, to watch Cruelty?
Yes.
you've got the area where we did the cruelty, which is like a forecourt. At one point, that would have been opened up, and obviously they put a roof on it at one point. Mm-hmm. And then the stuff that were behind the scenes was there. They were three different cells. But we had lots of spooky things going on in there. And I know that Ashton, who was the magician that played Victor Hughes, he played there the week before, and there were some of the lights had turned off, and they were saying that there's no way these can turn off because they're all on a direct circuit, and if you turn they're either off or on, and there were some coming on, there were some turning off, so it was really weird. But you've done Is There Anybody There? It's just a really sort of fun 45 minutes.
Yeah,
just
really fun.
Trying to sort of like sort of veil that idea between paranormal and theatre. And I think that's the idea that there's a lot of stuff that you're doing that you would do within a paranormal investigation. Is it paranormal or is it theatre? You know, that's the thing that you've got to try and decipher as yourself. And then fortunately the finale is you find out what Victor Hughes had been doing before. So it was something that I really wanted to bring back because we did it before in Sheffield. I think you saw it then, didn't you? And so we just thought with a new venue at Newark that this was just a perfect opportunity to sort of bring something new.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it went down well. It's good.
Yeah, it's a great event. I genuinely really, really enjoyed it. Like you say, it's not extreme in any way. It's not hands-on in any way. It's just an evening of... It's something that I would have brought my mum to so she could have got a good fright and laughed about it afterwards. So
I think we had... In fact, it was funny that the last group that went through on that night, they got in and it were a group of seven girls and they all went, we're not really sure why we're here. And so they went, why? And they said, we thought we'd bought a ticket to do an escape room. And they're like, they'd not read, and obviously they've been on the Let's Escape website and they'd not read all the sort of things and then thought they'd booked onto an escape room. And they loved it. They were like, they got to the end and they were like, it weren't what we expected because we expected to be in an escape room, but we really, really enjoyed it. It was just so fun.
I suppose those are the best sort of, that's the best feedback sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're not in, the fact that they're not sure what it is, and these people who aren't in the industry, they haven't done any immersive theatre before, they're going in blind and they come out going, wow, that was bloody good. That's got to be really, you know, really, really great to hear.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think that's one of the things about Newark is the fact is that, you know, that we're going in fresh into this place, and it's that. Most of the people that are going to these shows have not done scare attractions, they've not done immersive theatre before, they've not really done anything, but they just come in because they've obviously got the reputation of Let's Escape and their escape rooms. And so they've sort of looked on there, oh, this is something new, we'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had quite a few people that had been to Cruelty and then they came back then and did Is There Anybody There? And they were like, oh, we really like Cruelty, so we thought we'd come and do something else of yours. And so it's been really quite fun that's like a totally different clientele as such.
Yeah, definitely.
It's, you know, and in a way, I think it's slightly more nerve-wracking that the fact is that you're going away from that comfort zone of the scare attraction industry and you're hitting sort of just theatre goers. And so, that can be a little bit nerve-wracking, but it's fine. But it's good. And so it's... We're hoping to do some more stuff there. I know that Nigel from there, he's coming down to watch The Intern and hope that to do that there at a later date.
Oh, sweet.
So that it might be something that we sort of head up there with, or if not, that there might be other stuff. I know we've sort of talked about,
That's what's really cool about Faceless Ventures as such, though. You kind of have your home at the Mexborough Business Centre, but you still sort of go on tour as such into different areas to, you know, if it's different shows or the same shows, but to a totally new market, a new audience, a different type of audience. So, you know, you went to the Escape Room, you've gone to the King's Arms, you've done, you know, lots of different venues, but you still have your home venue of the Mexborough Business Centre as well. It's just got to keep it fresh and just have a nice mix of things.
I think so, and because all the events are slightly different, is the fact is that you can sort of just bring them out, because there's some events that we did early on in early Faceless Venture stuff that we'd like to sort of re-look at doing again. I know we sort of talked to Nigel potentially about maybe doing Diary of the Deceased there, and it's sort of stuff that we did, the older stuff that we did before, just sort of refreshing it all and bringing it back out. So it's what we like to do. We like to collaborate with people. We've collaborated with lots of different people. And it's just, you know, as long as it's something that we enjoy and we think that we can sort of make it a stamp on it our own, then we're quite happy to do anything. It's just what we do.
Yeah, exactly. And keep doing it, because we all love it. I love going to the events, and I know you have a hardcore fan base that will always be coming to your events, and you have also that general market as well of just general Joe blogs who thinks they're booking an escape room but end up going to a piece of immersive theatre.
Yeah.
I think that's a perfect sort of place to end it there, Lee. I mean, first of all, thank you so much for coming on again. It's always awesome to chat to you, and I'll see you at the intern as well, so I'm very, very excited about that.
Hurting afterwards, of course.
And of course, Hurting, there's a game. Is there any more tickets left for Hurting, or is that sold out now?
I think that's sold out now. There might be one left, but I think it's sold out. They generally go very, very quickly.
Yeah, yeah. A very exclusive card game to be played downstairs in the cellar. Very excited about that. So if there is one more ticket, guys listening now, get it so I can be an enforcer on you. Very excited about that. But so how do people, if they're first time listening to the Scare Trek podcast, we've had quite a lot of new listeners over this sort of comeback period. So hello to everyone, and thank you so much for supporting us here on Scare Trek. How's the best place to sort of contact you guys? What's your social media and your website?
Well, we're on all social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Faceless Ventures. Or the website is facelessventures.co.uk. So you'll get us on. But generally, we're floating about on social media at all times. If you've got any information, if you want, unsure about any attractions, or we do private shows, so any private shows or anything like that, you can just contact us on there and we'll contact you back.
Perfect. Excellent. So there you go, guys. Join the Faces Ventures team with all their awesome events coming up for 2020. Lee, thank you so much for coming on to the show, as always, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
No problem. See you later.
You're listening to Scare Trek.
So there we go, guys. A huge thank you to Lee Conway once again for joining us here on the Scare Trek podcast. It wasn't the first, and I'm sure it most definitely won't be the last. We're very excited to go and experience the intern in a few months' time, as well as me being an enforcer for Hurting. So very excited about that. And very excited to see what else comes from Faceless Ventures. They're always thinking outside the box. It's always great to visit their events, whether they be the extreme stuff, which is their sort of niche market, or their more immersive stuff as well. Of course, we've worked with them collaborating with Cruelty as well, which is on tour. It's been to four or five different venues now, so keep checking the Faceless Ventures website, facelessventures.co.uk, to see where that is next on tour. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Scare Trek podcast. We sincerely appreciate you all listening to all our podcasts. We have our Scare Cam episodes, Coaster Track, obviously our Patreon. If you wish to support the show, you can head over to Patreon and join us over there. You can find everything Scare Trek related over on our website, www.scaretrek.co.uk. Absolutely everything you need is over on there. If you can't join us on Patreon, no worries whatsoever. You can join us and interact with us over on our social media channels, and giving us a like, a subscribe, a rate, a comment, all that really does sincerely help the podcast grow. So like I say, join us on all the social medias, just search for Scare Trek, and our YouTube channel could do with a couple more subscribers too. So if you're not subscribed to us on YouTube, we got loads more coming. We got some Coaster Track vlogs, Scare Cams, our movie reviews, and much more over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ScareTrack. So that brings us to the end of this episode. A huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye, guys.